All right, let's turn in our Bibles, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, today we had some new things. We did. We had a new member. Hi, Larry. We had a new dedication. We had Ian. We had some new things here today. And I want to let you know, what do those specific new things mean? On the big scope of things, what do they truly mean? Ready for this? Nothing. No, they really don't. See, because the newness is not from the outside. The newness is where? Inside. Larry came forward and he said he wanted to be a new member. What does membership in a local body of believers get you? Glenn? Envelopes. Right, Todd? Envelopes. The opportunity to serve. Today we dedicated Ian. Praise God. Praise God. But if he's not raised in a Christian home, what will that do? John? Nothing. It's what you do, it's what you do inside that matters the most, doesn't it? It's what you do in here. And a lot of us are getting a little old. I can say that. Sean's going. How many of you are on the downside of the roller coaster ride, running around towards the barn? Well, most of us are on the downside of the roller coaster ride, right? Ian's just in line to get on. John, you're about halfway up the hill. Shelly, my sister. Eddie. And so what do you do? I mean, Eddie, we're the same age, brother. And most of us have been doing things our way for a long time. Haven't we? How many of you have you honed by now? How many of you got you pretty good? How many of you don't have to go home and practice being you? If the reality of it is, some of you maybe should stop being too much of you sometimes. And the reality of it is that everything that we profess happens from the inside out, not from the outside in. And you know what the reality of it is? Some of us can fake Christianity pretty good. No, we really can. We can fake Christianity pretty good. We can. You walk into a church and you know the stand-ups and the sit-downs. How many know the stand-up and the sit-downs? Don't you know the stand-up and the sit-downs? I was the other day referred to a woman where I work. I got a spiritual referral to go see this woman because she was being disruptive in the worship services. I said, okay. And the staff there was concerned about her behavior in this group of worshipers. And they called me. I said, okay. And she's from one of the places where I work that's a dementia unit. Okay. So I went over to this place, and my job was to watch and observe and find out if I could figure out what her deal was. And she was senile, older, had some dementia issues, and I just stood in the corner and I watched as the worship service was going on, and I watched. And she was sitting there, and all of a sudden she stood up. And I watched her as she raised her hands. And I watched her as they sang, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise all creatures here below." And she's standing there. And everybody else is looking at her. And the nurse said, and I said, see, it's not what was wrong with her. It was what was wrong with what? Everybody else. She got it. She may not know what day of the week it is. She may not know what city she's in. But she knew when they sang, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." She knew that he deserved her adoration. See, she got it from the inside out. We had a new member join today. Praise God. We had a new dedication. Praise God. But that doesn't mean that you have arrived at anything. That only means what? You now got up to start running the bases. Help me understand that. So many people believe they have arrived, that when they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. No, they haven't arrived. They just got in the game. You see, it says in Scripture that we are to be a new creation. That the old is gone and the new has come. How many of you have old ways of doing things? How many of you got those things practiced pretty good? I mean, you got them honed, right? How many of you know the old can come out at the worst possible moment? I can say this. Because my mom liked to talk about me. Let me talk about her. Pray for my mother. My mother went to the hospital. She's in Mercy Hospital. Yesterday evening, they took her to Mercy Hospital, and they called me, and I went down to Mercy Hospital. Char, thank you, Char. Char was there. I was there, and Sissy was there, and my mother's dehydrated. They must have gave her either too many water pills or she took too many, whatever the problem is. I don't know that yet, but she was dehydrated. And because she was dehydrated, she wasn't thinking real clear. At that time, she called the nurse. The nurse called the ambulance. She wanted mercy. But my ma is laying in the bed. And, you know, she's getting some IVs. And she said to the nurse, "Where's my GED water?" And I said, "Mother! Mother!" And she said, "Oops." See, sometimes the old comes out. How many men here know what you do when you hit your thumb with a hammer? Praise the Lord. I mean, you want to just say stuff. And then right after you say stuff, you want to throw stuff. Right? I was at the homeless shelter a couple years past, and I had given my Ovation guitar to a homeless guy who wanted to play it. And he said he could. And I was standing on the platform at the Light of Life homeless shelter where I do the worship services. It's a platform about your big. And before they put carpeting, it's a concrete floor. And he was up on the platform with me. I handed him my guitar. He put it on. He didn't fasten the strap like he should have. And the guitar fell. And I'm watching it in slow motion. I'm going. And I watched the pieces fall off. Like, fall off. And he looks at me, and I want to say stuff. There are expletives. Like, right there, like, they are right there. How many understand? The top of my guitar went over there. The middle of this guitar fell off and went over there. And I saw a crack start at the bottom of it and work its way up. And I went, and he looked at me like, and I had unpastoral thoughts. How many understand that? Clyde, it was right there. And he said to me, "Is it broke?" And I didn't want to say it. I went, you see, if you don't practice being holy, if you don't practice being righteous, if you don't practice getting rid of the old self, guess what's going to happen to you? It's coming out. See, you can join all the churches that you want to, but it's still coming out. You can sit in all the worship service you want, and you can put a $100 check in the offering plate, and you can sing all the songs, but if you don't practice being righteous, if you're not inside internally changed, guess what's going to come out? It's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. I'm glad I didn't let the old self come out. Because he said to me, after, is it broke? And I went, how much does that cost? And I'm gathering myself. It's all right. No, really, Pastor, what does that cost? I looked at him and I told him, I said, that's a couple $1,000s. He said, I'm going to pay for it. Homeless guy. And I said to him, no, you don't need to worry about that. No, Pastor, I do. I broke it. I need to replace it. And he reached in his pocket and he handed me a quarter. And see, the old self wants to say stuff. But he handed me and said, Pastor, for as long as it will take, I will pay for that guitar. And I took that quarter and I said, thank you. And I believe that you will. And I now have $37.75 worth of quarters. You see, he gets it. Do you get it? Or is the old self so entrenched in you, is the old self still in there that you battle with that daily? Help me understand what I'm telling you. You battle with it daily. I was working on the deck with my grandson, Jonah. And Jonah came over and he brought his toolbox. He had his hammer and had his pliers. He had his little screwdriver. I put a little apron on him, put some screws in there, and I was working on my deck with my grandson Jonah. And I was drilling holes in my deck and putting screws in there. And you guys know sometimes you're pushing on it, it slips off. So if I hit my hand with a drill bit, I said, that hurts. And I'm going, and Jonah says, and I want to say stuff. How many understand? This is like, it's like, and here's this little four-year-old looking at me, and the blood, and then he says to me in his four-year-old mind, does it hurt, Pappy? Do you want me to kiss it? No, it's bleeding. Do you need a Band-Aid? You see, what the four-year-old wants to know is, what do grown men do when they get hurt? You see, a four-year-old wants to learn, okay, when that happens to me, how am I supposed to react, Pappy? I'm watching you. I'm watching you, Pappy. What do we do when this happens, Pappy? Oh, I see. We throw a drill on the yard. Oh, I get it. That's what we do. We throw a drill onto the yard right after we say some stuff. Oh, that's what you do. That's what you... No, I got it. Or maybe the child gets to see what moms and dads do when they don't agree. Maybe they get to watch that. Maybe they get to watch and they see what a mother and a father does when somebody doesn't agree. Help me understand that. Oh, they're learning. See that little Ian? He don't know much right now. No, he really doesn't. Does he? He knows when he needs to be fed. He knows when he needs to be changed. He knows that when he needs tired. He knows those things. But all that other stuff, all that important stuff, guess what, Todd? He'll learn it. He'll learn it. See, what's really neat about little kids is they come in with a blank tablet in mind, nothing's written on it, and guess what they get to do? Watch and learn. Oh, they're good at it. I guess the question that has to be asked here today is, well, what are you teaching? Or what have you taught over all these years? What have you taught? You see, today, Larry became a new member of Faith Community Christian Church. And 2 weeks ago, Karen did. And Ryan did. And Clyde and Diane did. And some others, if I can't remember, it's because I'm old, don't kill me. Soon home will. Scott did. I remember you, Scott. Still there. I don't know. But the reality of it is, the new members will get to see how what it is to be a member. And how will they get to see that, yo? By watching us. You see, they'll know whether or not members gossip because they'll just listen to us. They'll know whether members serve the local church by watching us. That's how they'll know. How many understand that? That's how they'll know. And the question is, will they watch the old self or will they watch the new self? And I'll tell you right now, people talk about people in churches. Am I surprised anybody? Well, how do you guys know? Woo! Do you? I'll call you later. And see, Ian, can I hold him a minute? Oh, he's going to love me best, I can just tell. Hi, buddy. How are you? Hi, buddy. Guess what he's doing? He's watching. Watch him good, Ian. Watch him good. You see, he's watching. Mm-hmm. And he's learning. And he's listening. Now, here's my question for you. If he hung around with me all day long, and I gave him back, would he be better for it? I mean, if he came to your house and hung around with you for a whole week, and went everywhere you went, and watched everything that you did, and heard everything that you said, would he be better off? Would this little guy be better off? Well, here's the good news. I don't know. I guess here's the bad news. You do, don't you? And God knows, doesn't he? So whatever it is that you would teach him, would he be better off? Isn't that a good question? I mean, that's a great question. And are you going to teach him the old ways, or are you going to teach him the new ways? Turn your Bibles, please, to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Yesterday I had the occasion of having my three grandsons. I had James and Jonah and Jacob. And James is 2, and Jonah and Jacob are 4. I had them with me. And they learned a new phrase yesterday. I can bring Joan up and see if he remembers it. Does he remember it? I gave them a new, they all had to learn a new phrase before we left. What goes on with Pappy stays with Pappy. And they had to repeat it. All together now, what goes on with Pappy what? Stays with Pappy. They didn't get apple slices yesterday. No apple slices. What? They didn't tell. Mm-mm. I got the orders when I left the house. Now remember, no pop juice. And I said, yeah, sure, no problem. Apple slices, no fries. Oh, no problem. What goes on with Pappy? Stays with Pappy. And see, the reality of that is this. We're talking about French fries instead of apple slices. We're not talking about watching the computer, are we? We're not talking about going into the bar and saying to my grandkids, shh, don't tell your grandmother. They have to worry about that. What they have to worry about with me is, I bet you he's going to give them sugar. I hope they don't tell them about the slushies. And so the reality of it is, what goes on with Pappy stays with Pappy. All I can tell you is this. It says that we were once dead in our sin, dead in our trespasses. And the reality of it is this. Every man and every woman is created anew from the inside out, not the outside in. And I'm telling you right now that coming to a church, putting money in the offering plate, singing the songs, knowing to stand up in the sit downs means what? Nothing. It means nothing. Nothing. What it means is what you do when no one is looking. That's what counts. Right, Char? It doesn't count what you do in front of me. Do you know people will not invite Sissy and I to their house? It's true. You know why they won't? Why? Don't answer. I might be upset. They won't invite us to their house. Why won't they invite us to their house? What? Because we're what? The clergy. Really? Karen, am I coming? I've been at Karen's house. Do you know how many people apologize for swearing in front of me? Oh, I'm sorry, Pastor. Oh. Really? You're apologizing to me? Really? Really? You're apologizing to me? You're somebody you should apologize to, and ain't me. Right? And so what happens is this. We know that we're on our best behavior when you're in front of people in whom your behavior needs to be the best in. How many are really good at faking? Come on, you know you're good at faking it. Thank you for being the only one in this room that is on it. Everybody else is a liar and a faker. You know you're good at it. You know you are. Come in and, you know, be Mr. or Mrs. Church. No, I'm not church. I didn't mean that. Because guess what? There are right there, Mr. and Mrs. Church. I mean, there they are. But I mean, you come in, you know, we be the best that we can be. And, you know, we're kind and considerate. And, ooh, thank God, praise God. But when you leave here and you go on down to the Walmart, how are you there? And when you leave here, you know, you go to the Eaton Park and you're waiting for a long time for your fries and they come back and you get onion rings, how are you there? And how are you there when you wait in line at the gas pump station thing and there's no gas when you get up there? I mean, how are you there? You see, the definition of change from the inside out is not how are you when everybody's looking at you. It's how are you when you're by yourself. There was once a man, and he asked Jesus Christ into his life, and he... great altar call experience, and he just felt so convicted, and everybody said, you ought to go up and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Come on, you know you ought to do it. Oh, he goes running up there. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I want him in my life. I promise to follow him all the days of my life. Oh, man, he's got this warm, fuzzy feeling. Hey, that boy, you're just the greatest and the slickest. Here's a piece of paper. It's really a great man. I'm going to know it right. Then he goes home. Friday night, he goes home, and he's getting ready to go out with his friends, and he hears a knock on the door. Open the door, there's Jesus. Jesus? Yeah. Remember you wanted me part of your life? Here I am. Oh, but I didn't mean tonight. It's Friday. Well, I know. But you asked me into your life. Well, here I am. Can I come in? Oh, wait a second. Shut the door. Oh, put these things away. Put these things away. Oh, my. Of all the days that he had to come. Oh, my gosh. Of all the days he had to come. Put the stuff underneath. Put the magazines away. Put them underneath the couch. Okay, everything is fine. Oh, come on in, Jesus. Jesus sits down and he says to the young man, well, you wanted me to be part of your life, and here I am. Would you mind if I get myself something to drink? Oh, yeah, Jesus, go ahead, the refrigerator. Oh, no, wait, I'll get it. Oh, my God. Of all the days he had to come. Of all the days. Oh, I spent so much money on this. Of all the days he had to come. Here's your water, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, I see you got a computer. No. No. Wait a second. Wait. Delete. Oh my God, you just delete. Oh, you got a DVD player with a VCR. Can I look at the tape? Oh no. I'll get you one. Where is that Ten Commandments? I know I bought that one of these days. It's got to be in here. Funny, huh? Isn't it? Hey, can I go out with you and your friends tonight? Tonight? How about this? You stay here. Here's some water. Here's Ten Commandments. I'll be back. Oh, no, No! I want to hang around with you. I want to know who your friends are. I want to be a part of your life. I want to go where you go. I want to see what you see. I want to hear what you hear. Oh, no! I'm here with you for the rest of your life. And you know what? I'm never leaving. Ever, Kevin. I'm going to be with you until the ends of the age. Did you sign up for that? How many of you really signed up for that? See, it's not so much what you do in here. It's what you do where? Out there. And Jesus said to the young man, no, I want to go with you. I want to go with you wherever you're going to go. And the young man was getting really upset. But, no, Jesus, I'll hang with you tomorrow. And Jesus said, no, I want to hang with you tonight. And the guy got so mad, he took Jesus' hand and nailed him to the wall. Stay there, Jesus. I'll tell you when it's time. Is that you? You bring him out on a Sunday? Put him in the drawer? When you get home from church? You see, if you really, truly, really, truly belong to Him and not Faith Community Christian Church, Larry, you change on the inside, not the outside. And today, we gave Ian a really nifty certificate. I signed it. Reverend Thomas Bracken Jr. But what's going to change him is what? From this day forward, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Do you guys know that song? How many know the reality of that song? All right, let's pray. Father, we want to be changed. Not from the outside, Lord. We want to be changed on the inside. Lord, every one of us in this room, at least as best as I know, oh, we sure know how to act like it. We sure know how to act like it. We know how. We know how. We know how to be. But Lord, it's sometimes it's a fake. It's a facade. It's a facade. For Lord, we need to be changed on the inside. All that old, all that yuck, all that stuff, we need to get rid of it and be changed on the inside. Lord, we truly know that there are those of us in this room and outside of this room who watch one another. We watch. And we learn. We learn. And we grow, or we don't. This church today has a major responsibility, Jesus, to help Ian come to know you for himself. That's our job. John and Jamie's job today is to live such a godly life that their little boy wants to emulate Jesus because he sees him in them. Lord, I remember the song that I used to sing, I Want to Be More Like You, because my little boy wants to be like me. So, Lord, where we are wrong, rebuke us and teach us your ways. Mold us, Lord. But where we are right, then uphold us, Lord. Uphold us. Because we want to be more like you. Because there are those folks who watch us. And they want to be a Christian. They want to be a child of God. They want this. And Lord, they watch us. They watch us. And they learn. So Lord, as we remember, St. Francis of Assisi once said, go preach the gospel. And if you have to, use some words. And all of God's people said, amen.